is Savannah Quack, and as a certified executive speaking coach, I've worked with thousands of women in every industry, and by far, confidence is the biggest factor that sabotages most people's success. And as women speakers, it's really important that you become aware of not only how you can build your confidence, but what are the ways that your confidence can be stolen. Do you ever struggle with feeling confident in public speaking? Maybe one day you feel super confident, and then the next, you feel like you want to give up and never give a presentation again. What happened? Well, you may not realize it, but there are certain things that can steal your confidence and prevent you from continuing to grow in an area if you're not aware of it. Becoming aware of these things is the first step in avoiding them, but also beginning to proactively build your confidence so this never happens again. Confidence can't be bought, but it can be built. What does that mean? Well, you can't just go and pay for something like, you know, a product, say, hey, give me confidence and take a vitamin pill that makes you feel more confident all the time or whenever you need to. But there are certain things you can do to build confidence. And that's not the subject of this video. For that video, you can check out my video on how to build your confidence. What are the ways to build your confidence? Today, you're going to learn what are the five main areas, top areas that really try to steal your confidence and sabotage your success as a public speaker. Are you ready to learn? So to help you to become aware, here are five of the most common ways that you experience decreased confidence as a speaker. So if you're excited about learning about this topic, hit the subscribe button and the bell so that you can be notified every time about new speaking tips that come out weekly. The first way that your confidence can be stolen is by people's opinions. Listening to other people's opinions about you or comparing you to other people. You know, it's good to get feedback. It's really good. And I know we all like to be assured that we're doing a good job or that everything went okay. That's fine. But when you place so much weight on the average person's opinion of you, it can wreak havoc with your confidence. Because not everybody is looking for the same kinds of things, or there's different reasons why they have different opinions. And so it's important that you be able to take those things and take them, but not to take them to heart, but bounce them off someone who actually has more experience and expertise in the area of public speaking or in the area of presentation skills so that you can have a more objective view on your effectiveness and it doesn't wreak havoc. There's always something we can learn, for sure. But when we place too much weight on other people's opinions, we will always be up and down. Because listen, you can't please everyone. Get that straight today. You cannot please everyone. Even if you do everything right, there's always going to be one or two people, if not more, that have something negative or critical to say. So you have to really come at peace and rest assured in, okay, I'm not going to please everyone. And really position yourself in a way that you can build your internal confidence and be still open to learn new things. Along with this area of people's opinions, your own personal self-talk. Now, this is not a separate category, although it can be. Your own opinion of yourself can also be a saboteur, if that's a better word. I want to encourage you to take the time to deal with the past issues. Deal with the things that are holding you back, whether it be words spoken over you that are still impacting you today negatively, or your own personal self-talk that stems from issues of the past that are unresolved. It's really important that you embrace personal growth and transformation in that area so that you can be clear of that. You can be free of that and not be hooked by other people's opinion of you. So that's the first one. The second one is practicing the wrong habits. Now, this is where we are doing things that we don't even realize may be hindering our effectiveness as a communicator. And we don't know because maybe we haven't taken time to really look at how we are showing up or how we're presenting, or to get expert feedback on our presentation skills. For example, one big area that people are not aware of is in the habit of body language, how they actually use their body, what their body is doing while they're saying the words that are coming out of their mouth. I call them the silent killers. There's habits of the body, maybe due to nervousness or just not knowing how to be intentional with your body movements, that actually affect your effect, that actually impact your effectiveness as a communicator. So if you want to make sure that you're not practicing the wrong habits, I want to encourage you to videotape yourself. Turn down the volume and watch your body language. Watch what your body is doing to see if there's some things there that just don't coincide with the messaging. Because if your body is telling a different story than the words that you're saying, then there's a disconnect and that's going to hinder you. So it's important to practice, but practice the right habits. The third one is lack of preparation. Oh, there have been people that I've heard who boast because, oh, you know, I just wing it. I don't prepare to speak. I just stand up and wing it. How's that working for you? Because inevitably that runs its course and actually erodes your effectiveness and it erodes your confidence because you won't be able to duplicate what you did. You can't be consistent in your messaging. And really the people who wing it the best are those who actually are the most prepared. It's like when you have a professional singer and they have practiced, they know the songs, they've recorded, they're used to singing certain songs. And maybe now they're in your meeting and you say, "Hey, Susie, can you stand up and sing a song for us?" Well, if they're a professional or if they are practiced in their skill, they're going to stand up on the spot and spontaneously sing a song. But they've been practiced. The reason why they can do that is because they have practiced over time. They may not have known that you're going to ask them, and they may not have known what song they were going to sing until the moment. But the point is, somewhere along the way, they have been practicing and now were ready when the opportunity knocked. And that's what I want for you, is preparation is so important so that you're not just getting ready until the opportunity comes along, but you're actually staying ready by preparing ahead of time and practicing the right habits so that when opportunity knocks, you're ready. For a great video on the 8 ways that you can prepare before you step onto the platform, check out my video with the same name. It will help you understand how are the ways that you need to prepare for a speaking opportunity or before you even step onto any platform, whether it be a digital or in-person live. There are certain things that you should do and could do, and I encourage you to do so that you can be better prepared and therefore more confident and avoid having your confidence stolen. So the first one was other people's opinions and your own personal self-talk. That's kind of in the same one. Practicing the wrong habits and lack of preparation. The fourth one is perfectionism. Most speakers who have a hard time connecting with their audience is because the speaker is more focused on getting it right, on saying the right words and giving a perfect presentation. Can I tell you a secret? There is no perfect presentation. There's only an excellent presentation and an effective presentation. Don't focus on perfectionism. Aim for connection, not perfection. You see, perfectionism gets you focused on getting everything right down, word for word, and so on. So it actually doesn't free you to be able to connect with your audience in real and meaningful ways. So perfectionism can actually steal your confidence because you don't know how it's going. You're more focused on you rather than the audience. And public speaking is more about the audience, what they're taking away, not about what you're giving and how well you're doing it. Although those things are important, it's not about giving a perfect presentation. What people will remember best is how you made them feel rather than even the words that you said. So perfectionism can get in the way of you feeling and showing up confident. The last one is lack of clarity. This kind of goes along with the preparation piece, but when you have a lack of clarity about your purpose, about the direction you're going to go in your message, the audience that you're speaking to, and why this is relevant for them, all of those areas of lack of clarity can actually erode your confidence. If you're not clear, your audience is not going to be clear. So it's really important that you get clear on your purpose, on your message, on the outcomes that you want, and even the relevance, the benefit that your audience can take away if they engage with whatever you're saying or believe the message that you're delivering. So which one of these five confidence stealers do you need to guard yourself against? Maybe you could relate to one or more of the five. Start with one and begin to look at how you can begin to build confidence in that area and eliminate the ways that that can steal your confidence so that you can show up more consistently, feeling and sounding and being perceived as more confident. So you're not on a roller coaster, but you're actually going from strength to strength and developing and building your confidence in a momentous way. If you found this to be inspiring and helpful and you want more great speaking tips like this specifically for women, go to speakingtipsforwomen.com and pick up my free speaker toolkit. You will be amazed at the difference in your communication when you apply the tools that you pick up from that speaker toolkit on a weekly basis. I'd love it if you let me know in the comments section down below what's one biggest takeaway. What's the biggest takeaway that you have from today's video? And as always, be sure to give the video a nice like so that you can see more great speaking tips coming your way. And subscribe and hit the bell so you can be notified when the new videos come out on a weekly basis. And if you want more great speaking tips on how to speak with confidence, clarity, and impact, check out the videos at the end and you'll be able to pick up tools you can implement every day and find your speaking effectiveness just skyrocket as you do.